It's a 21st century bugbear, waking up to an avalanche of social media messages swamping your smartphone. It's a glut of information, most of it quite useless. Into this mix is content that is actually fake news. More recently, conspiracy theories abounded over 5G networks, contaminated test kits, and even deaths related to the COVID-19 vaccine. The WHO has even coined a term for it. Infodemic. It believes this is the second pandemic that governments are grappling with. The dissemination of fake news has planted a seed of doubt for South Africans eligible to be vaccinated. This is now hampering efforts to fight the pandemic and return the world to normalcy. These citizens say reading fake news has made them second guess the veracity of the vaccine.
At the moment, I am not keen on taking the vaccine. I still believe there's a lot of testing that still needs to be done to ensure that it actually works. And with everything that has been going around through social media, it's also making me a bit hesitant on taking it.
Yes, I'm interested in taking the vaccine. I feel like coronavirus has taken a toll on our lives.
I've been seeing a whole lot of news. It's making me more hesitant now because, I mean, you don't know if it's true or not. I'm worried about what if the information on the internet is true.
The spread of fake news undermines trust in reputable news agencies and fuels panic among South Africans. Spokesperson for the Gauteng provincial government, Vuyo Maga, says government has had to ramp up efforts to convince South Africans that the vaccine is safe.
Well, fake news are very dangerous because, one, they plant doubt to a lot of people, and a lot of people obviously hold back, don't want to vaccinate because they will believe those fake news. As you are correctly saying, they spread faster than the actual correct news. And so a lot of people actually continue to get reluctant. Hence, we're actually using some of the well-known people to really go out there to really say, indeed, I'm taking the vaccine. So if I can take the vaccine, so you can. And a lot of people are starting to really change from that particular attitude. But fake news are really not doing us any favor or any good.
Social media is the primary tool being used to spread disinformation. Social media analyst Pritesh Suraj.
Social media has given it a platform to spread quite rapidly. And what happens is it's now at a point where people don't really need to apply their minds to the facts or whether there's any real factual content in the news. They just look at it, and as long as it poses as news, as something that's real, they then go and share it on. There's a lot of conspiracy theories sometimes that's out there where people look at government and go, we cannot trust that government has our best interests at heart. When people are in that type of situation, they're more likely to buy into some of these other ideas that come out.
Acting Executive Director at the Institute for Communicable Diseases, Professor Adrian Purin, explains the meticulous processes of vaccine trials before they are rolled out to the public. He says safety is top priority.
They are powerful tools for prevention of infection. But these vaccines have gone through very rigorous testing. In other words, large numbers of people were enrolled into the vaccine trials. And the two key things are safety and effectiveness of vaccines, or efficacy as it's called. They are then independently evaluated. The results of these independent assessments have shown that these vaccines are safe and effective. And in fact, there is no evidence of any person dying from those particular vaccines. We know that there are side effects, certainly.
In terms of the National State of Disaster regulations, anyone that creates or spreads fake news about the coronavirus is liable for prosecution. Citizens have been urged to verify information before they are shared. Prabhashini Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.